The needs of the startup segment differ substantially from other market segments. So what are the top 10 ERP systems for startups? That's what we are going to discuss in this video. So let's dive in.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sam Gupta. I am principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. We help our clients with ERP selection, change management, digital transformation strategy, as well as implementation. On that note, let's go back to today's topic, which is going to be the top 10 ERP systems for startups in 2024. We publish this list every year. We published this in 2023 as well. Some major changes overall on the list. There has been substantial downgrade for Zoho as well as Sage Intacct. For the most part, for the similar reasons, they are either not as well integrated as ERP or they are primarily accounting focused solution, missing some of the critical capabilities that the other ERP systems are going to have on this list. Some upgrade that has been with Syspro. So they have received a little bit of upgrade this time in the ranking. So just to be clear, overall, in terms of the criteria, how we define the startup segments. So we bucket this in $1 to $10 million. So we have four different ways of segmenting this. Number one is going to be your startup. Number two is a small business. Number three is your mid-market. And the fourth is enterprise. The startup segment is up to $10 million in revenue. Typically, these companies are going to have very limited implementation budget in general. They don't have as much manpower, as much expertise. So the needs are going to differ substantially as well. Now, when you look at the organizational structure, overall, they are not as mature in terms of needing those enterprise-grade capabilities. For the most part, their needs are going to be very transactional in nature. And that's why the ERP systems designed for this market segment are going to be very, very, very different. So the criteria that we typically use to compile this list is things such as your product share, market share, acquisition strategy, community, reviews. We look at all of these factors to see where each of the solutions stand. So now let's look at the list. When you look at ECI McCola is a legacy solution that was acquired by ECI has many different solutions in their portfolio. ECI McCola targets slightly more FMCG-centric verticals, and this is going to be primarily for distributors. It has some manufacturing capabilities as well. But for the most part, the comparable for this solution is going to be solutions such as your SAP Business One or Syspro. For the most part, since ECI has so many different solutions in its portfolio, as well as they have very overlapping capabilities where each of the departments are really competing with each other. So sometimes that creates a problem for the solution itself. So even though they have not announced any plans to decommission this particular solution at this point of time, they are still upgrading, they are still investing in the R&D. But overall, when you look at the exposure from the ECI perspective, it's not going to receive as much attention as some of the other mainstream products that they have in their portfolio that are slightly ahead overall with respect to their technology as well as the capabilities where they win most. So ECA Makola is not going to be as exciting as the other solutions. Now, some of the pros for ECA Makola compared to some of the other solutions on this list, this is a true ERP. It has real ERP layers that you are going to find in the other mid-market SMB centric solutions such as your Acumatica NetSuite. The data model is going to be very tightly integrated. The process model is going to be tightly integrated that we generally see in any of the true ERP system. The functionality, the distribution centric planning that you are going to see, it's going to be very FMCG centric. It's very friendly for those verticals. The other challenge we generally see in this particular market vertical is a lot of solutions are not going to be SQL based. In this particular case, this is SQL based. So that's a huge plus for ECI Makola. Now the cons for ECI Makola is going to be, it's going to require a little bit of consulting help. So when you have limited budget, such as your $30,000 or $40,000, that is very, very, very tiny money for any experienced consultants. And the majority of the help you are going to need in formalizing your data, formalizing your processes, tailoring them to your ERP-centric needs. The ERP companies are going to help in setting up the system, but for the most part, they don't necessarily help with everything else. And that's where you might run into challenges just because you don't have that expertise yourself and you might not be able to afford that. So that's why some of the forgiving systems are going to be slightly superior for the startup category, just because you don't have that expertise among your own team as well as with the consultants. The technology roadmap is going to be uncertain as well. We just don't know at this point of time. We don't have the official announcement from ECI about this solution, but overall, since they have so many different solutions, it's very likely that it's not going to receive as much upgrade, as much R&D dollars compared to other solutions. And it's not going to be as cloud native compared to some of the other solutions. So that's number 10. Now, number 9 on our list is NetSuite. Last year, we had NetSuite at the spot as well. So no changes there as such. Now, NetSuite is ideal for commerce as well as service-centric verticals, especially the global startups that are going to be present in multiple countries. So some of the other solutions that we have on the list might not even be present in those countries. The consulting base may not be there. And that's where NetSuite really shines. So some of the pros that you are going to see with NetSuite is it's a scalable ERP. It's going to have all of those layers that you typically would expect in an ERP solution. The ecosystem as well as the consulting base is fairly prevalent as well with NetSuite, just because it is utilizing the same channel as Oracle, and Oracle has always had very strong channel. So that's where the consulting base is going to be very strong as well, just because it's a very popular solution in the SMB market. Now, the other advantages that we have with NetSuite is ability to support diverse business models. And it can support a lot of them from your product to service. It is not going to be as great fit for the complex verticals such as your manufacturing, industrial distribution. It might struggle there a little bit. But overall, when you are looking for very diverse solution, when you have different business models as part of your company, that's where NetSuite could be a great fit. Now, some of the cons that NetSuite has is it requires consulting help. The data structure that you are going to have, especially the capabilities around the multi-entity and global functionality, as well as since it is designed for public-centric companies, it's going to have a lot more layers compared to some of the other solutions, and that could be bloated for the startup segment. And it also gets very expensive just because it has a lot of capabilities, but as a startup, you might not necessarily need all of those capabilities. So that's number 9. Now, number 8 on our list is Acumatica. Last year, we had Acumatica at this part as well. So Acumatica targets smaller to mid-sized businesses as well. For the most part, the verticals where they are really strong is the distribution, manufacturing, construction, field services. Comparing and contrasting with some of the rival solutions for them, that is going to be, for example, NetSuite. NetSuite has a lot more global capabilities. Acumatica is going to have a lot more layers overall in that B2B industrial distribution manufacturing centric space. So it's not going to have as many layers from the global capabilities perspective. So that's what makes it slightly easier for the startups compared to NetSuite. The pros for Acumatica is it's also a very scalable ERP. It is going to have all the layers that you would expect in an ERP solution, but that also makes it very hard for the startup segment, just because they are not going to have internal expertise. They are not going to have capital to be able to hire the consultants as well. So other forgiving solutions are going to be slightly better fit for the startup space. Ability to support diverse business models. It can support a lot more as part of the same product. You don't have to utilize multiple products. In the case of Acumatica, you might be utilizing other products if you have global entities that are not necessarily supported by Acumatica, but for the most part, it can support diverse business model when you are looking at local businesses, let's say in North America, Canada, maybe UK and Australia, but that would be the limit of Acumatica. The other pros with Acumatica is that it's not going to be as bloated overall from that global capability perspective. That's what simplifies the product a little bit for the local companies. The cons with Acumatica is it is going to require the consulting help. Pricing is also slightly harder to predict, even though it is positioned as more of the advantage because of the consumption-based pricing. But depending upon your transaction volume, depending upon your industry, the pricing could be harder to predict with Acumatica. Also, it's going to be slightly harder to learn for startups, especially if you are coming out of QuickBooks, then understanding those accounting layers, understanding those exceptions that you are going to get because of the cross-functional integration, that could be harder for startups. So that's number 8. Now, number 7 on our list is Sage Intacct. Last year, we had ERP Next at this particular spot. Sage Intacct is a great solution for global companies, especially if you are looking for enterprise-grade accounting capabilities. For global companies, for example, let's say if you are going to be either publicly traded or you are very audit-heavy, that's where Sage Intacct really shines. It is designed from the perspective of accounting firms, very, very, very strong in accounting. But now there's going to be a little debate with Sage Intacct. Yes, Sage Intacct has a lot of capabilities from the ERP perspective as well, but it's not going to be as complete. So most companies are going to require a lot more solutions. Yes, it has ecosystem where you are going to find solutions, but that also poses integration challenges. These integrations, some of them are maintained by Sage Intacct, but you are going to require a lot more maintained by third-party vendors, and that could become a huge problem, especially when it comes to core capabilities, such as, for example, CRM or field services. Now, these are very, very transactionally intertwined capabilities that generally require these capabilities to be part of the same product, same solution, same ERP. But in this particular case, this is going to be outside of Sage Intacct, so you might run into challenges. For the most part, Sage Intacct is really designed for service-centric startups. It's going to have the best-of-breed capabilities for software-as-a-service-centric companies, tech. It does really well probably in the construction space as well. It's not going to have as deep capabilities for construction as some of the other construction specific solution, but it does have great capabilities. So for the most part, Sage Intacct is great for holding companies, private equity companies, when they are trying to find just one solution, really trying to integrate that financial layer in one solution. That's where Sage Intacct could be a great fit. It's also friendly for service-centric startups, and ecosystem and consulting base is huge as well. For the most part, most accounting firms are part of Sage Intacct's ecosystem. Now, the cons that you are going to experience with Sage Intacct is it's going to require consulting help just because of all of those global layers. It has a lot of layers from the accounting perspective as well, which might not be as meaningful for the startup companies. Now, the multi-entity capabilities are going to be slightly bloated as well. Again, that they might not be as relevant for startups. And then you are going to experience a little bit of integration challenges just because you will require a lot more products to complete that ERP that you might find as part of the same package with other solutions. So that's number 7. Now, Now, number six on our list is Zoho. Last year, we had ECI Makola at this particular spot. Now, people are claiming that it's an ERP. Yes, it has very similar offering as Odoo or ERP Next. For the most part, Zoho does really well in the service-centric space. Marketing agencies, IT consulting firms, that's where Zoho is really strong overall. Now, it does have those collection of apps, and you are going to argue that they are integrated as well. But when you look at the ERP layers, the kind of integration that you have across your processes, across your data model, that is slightly more intertwined, that is embedded. So Zoho is going to be on a lighter side. Now, that is what also makes it far more friendlier for the startups, because you don't have to invest as much time or require as much expertise with those hierarchical data modeling that you are going to require with some of the other ERP systems on this list. So the pros for Zoho is going to be it's easier to learn for companies outgrowing QuickBooks. They are going to feel very similar experience as QuickBooks, just because it's far more forgiving. But at the same time, you are probably going to have data integrity issues just because it is going to allow you to input whatever you like. So you can always correct that. But for the most part, it might be challenging, especially when the transactions are going to be connected over the period of time. Now, it is also friendlier for service-centric startups and does not require as much consulting help as some of the other solutions. Now, the cons that you are going to experience with Zoho is process and data not as tightly integrated as ERP, ecosystem limited to Zoho-centric products. It's not going to have as much integration for the apps outside of Zoho. They might have some, but for the most part, it's going to be limited to Zoho. Their pricing model is going to be aligned to utilizing Zoho products a lot more just because they are set up that way. And it's not a scalable ERP solution. So that's number six. Now, number five on our list is Syspro. And last year we had Sage Intacct. So Sage Intacct has experienced a little bit of downgrade overall just because of their limited scope. So from Syspro perspective, they are a true ERP system from South Africa. They are very well penetrated in the F&B manufacturing distribution centric startups. They have invested substantially in their technology now. So they are SQL based. They are not as legacy. But again, it's very new for them overall, the cloud native experience. So it might take some years before their cloud native capabilities are going to be mature, are going to be stabilized. So always compare the on-prem versus the cloud version, but that's also makes them exciting as part of the startup segment. The pros for Syspro is it's a true ERP solution. You are going to have all of those layers that you would expect from the ERP perspective, from pricing, discounting, that most of the startups really care for those transactional capabilities. They are also going to have support for diverse business models, especially when you look at the combination of that process manufacturing as well as discrete manufacturing. That's where Syspro really shines, and now they are SQL based as well. So that's a huge plus. Now, the cons that you are going to experience with Syspro is it requires consulting help just because of all of those ERP layers in general. So if your implementation budget is going to be limited, Syspro might not be the best fit just because it's going to be harder to learn. You will not be able to invest as much in learning, change management, data migration, and then you might struggle a lot just because the way you are going to model the data, that's what you are going to get out of the ERP. And the other con that you have with Syspro is it's not going to be as cloud native. So that's number five. And number four on our list is ERP Next. Last year we had ECI JobBoss 2 at this particular spot. ERP Next has very similar positioning as your Odoo, even though their community is not going to be as large as Odoo. Their penetration is not going to be as large as Odoo at this point of time. They also have slightly deeper capabilities in the service-centric verticals. Universities, not-for-profit, typically they require far more customizable workflows compared to the other industries, manufacturing, distribution, etc. The pros for ERP Next is it's easier for companies outgrowing QuickBooks just because of their easier data model. It's designed to be forgiving, but at the same time, you are going to experience all of those data integrity issues, but they might not be as relevant in the startup phase when you are learning to process your transactions. You just don't have the skill set to be able to use ERP. So ERP Next could be a great solution at that stage. Ecosystem as well as development help. So you are going to find a lot more technical talent in this particular ecosystem that is not going to be as expensive as some of the other ERP ecosystems. So that's where they really shine. Now, the cons for ERP Next is it does not have the similar layers that you are going to find with the other ERP systems. The data model is going to be flatter. And when you have the flatter data model, you are probably going to experience the data entry issues, the maintenance issues, because it's designed to be simple. So again, you are not going to have as many reusable layers overall from the data organization perspective. And since it is open source, even though you can find the technical talent, but then you are also going to have a lot of inexperienced developers. So you might get add-ons, code base that might not be as well tested. It might not be as secure. And in general, it requires the business consulting help, because for the most part, the developers are going to have very problem-solving nature. So even if you are going to have broken processes, they are probably going to solve that. They might solve in the short term, but that will fire back in the long term. It is probably going to have consequences as well as implications on the other areas. And in general, it will experience the scalability issues. So that's where you require the business consulting help a lot to deal with the developers. So that's number four. Now, number three on our list is ECI Job Boss 2. Last year, we had ECI GCOM at this particular spot. ECI Job Boss 2 is a solution designed for the job shops, startup job shops that are going to be really small. Overall, when you look at the design of the solution, it's going to be really easier to learn. It's probably one of the best solution for companies outgrowing QuickBooks. The challenges that you are going to run into with Job Boss is you are not going to find as many integrated capabilities, even though it falls in that ERP category. Sometimes you might find a lot more capabilities in some of the MRP-centric systems. For example, let's say if you look at systems such as your ProShop or Katana or Fulcrum, all of these systems may have a lot more integrated capabilities when you might be aiming for compliance certifications such as your AS9100. You are probably going to care for that a little bit more just because you are going to get a lot more business. So with ECI Job Boss 2, you are going to require a lot more integrations. In general, it is not going to be as complete overall from the operations perspective, but it is going to provide a lot more layer from the inventory, from the accounting perspective. So, and that's why it is in the ERP category. The other solutions are not necessarily in the ERP category just because of the way their data model is designed. So the pros for ECI Job Boss 2 is it is easier to learn, friendlier for machine shops just because it is designed for that, even though the solution is not going to be as diverse as some of the other solutions that we have on the list. Does not require as much consulting help just because it's designed to be simple. The data model is really simple. The cons, not as complete and integrated capabilities such as your MES, QMS, etc. So you will require the add-ons. And since it is owned by the private equity, ECI is a private equity company as opposed to it being owned by a mom and pop shop. And typically the engagement changes when a private equity is going to acquire any company just because they are not going to put as much sweat equity. When we talk to the customers with companies that are private equity owned, in general, they feel that they are not getting as much support as they would with a solution owned by mom and pop. So that's going to be a con with ECI Job Boss 2. So that's number three. Now, number two on our list is ECI GCOM. Last year, we had Zoho at this particular spot. So Zoho is downgraded a little bit on this list. ECIGCOM is designed for the process manufacturing, F&B, DTC, direct-to-consumer focused startups. Now, whatever issues you are going to have with ECI JobBoss 2, since it is owned by the same parent company, you are probably going to experience those issues with GCOM as well. GCOM is slightly more cloud-native solution, so it is going to receive a lot more attention overall compared to your JobBoss 2 or any other solutions. By the way, I mean, it also depends upon the market share. Whichever product is going to have the larger market share, they are probably going to be receiving a lot more attention. The products that are growing are going to receive a lot more attention as well. So the pros for ECIGCOM are going to be, it is going to be easier to learn. It's cloud native, last mile capabilities for process and F&B food and beverage verticals. The cons for ECIGCOM is the data model, even though it is going to be a friendlier, easier solution for startups, the data model is flatter. It's not as scalable for mature capabilities. For example, when you are going to get into the costing, when you are going to get into the inventory accounting, when you are going to get into the multi-entity capabilities, even though the capabilities are there, but they are not going to be as intertwined. They are not going to be as capable. They are not going to be as mature. So those are some of the limitations that you are going to experience with ECIGCOM. And again, the similar issues that you are going to have with ECI related to it being owned by private equity, you are going to experience this with ECIGCOM as well as you are going to experience with JobBoss 2. So that's number two. So number one on our list is Odoo. Last year also, we had Odoo at this particular spot. So Odoo overall, when you compare it with the comparable solutions such as your ERP Next, it has far more backing overall from the investors. It has far bigger ecosystem, and that's what makes Odoo really strong and powerful and desirable solution for these startups. Some of the pros that you are going to experience with Odoo are going to be that it is going to be easier for companies who are outgrowing QuickBooks. Even QuickBooks started having very similar strategy where they are combining a lot of different solutions as part of their bucket. Now they combine things such as your marketing automation, MailChimp, that is owned by the same company as your QuickBooks. So they are trying to follow the similar strategy in their solution portfolio as well, where they are going to offer bundled solution. But again, these bundled solutions are not necessarily ERP. Typically for ERP, you are going to have very tightly embedded controlled data model. That's what makes an ERP. So even though Odoo is going to have some of those layers, but those layers are not going to be as scalable as your other mature ERP systems, such as your Acumatica NetSuite. At this point of time, Odoo is a great fit for startups. And the reason for that is because of those leaner layers. That's what makes it easier for the startup companies who might not have as much implementation budget, who might not have as much internal expertise as well to be able to implement. So that's why Odoo is such a great fit for the startups. So the other strengths with Odoo is going to be ecosystem as well as development help. You have a lot more developers in general. It is also localized and globalized in many different countries. So in some of those countries, if you cannot find other solutions, you will have Odoo not only from the product perspective, but also from the consulting ecosystem perspective. The cons for Odoo is those limited mature ERP capabilities that you are going to require in some of the other segments that you can check the videos for those segments as well in terms of the layers that matter when you are going to grow to your mid-market segment or the enterprise segment. The other problems with Odoo are going to be very similar to ERP Next, where you are dealing with very, very highly technical developer-centric ecosystem. And typically, in their case, I mean, they typically like to solve problems, and sometimes they might be implementing the broken processes. So that's where the huge challenge is in the Odoo ecosystem. So that's where you would require a lot more consulting help with these solutions to be successful, to make sure that they are going to receive the adoption that you might be expecting. So that's it for this video. This was the list for the startup segment. If you enjoyed this video, we also publish this list in the audio form on WBS Rocks podcast. It is available on Google, Spotify, as well as Apple. Go ahead and check and subscribe if you like. We publish these videos on a weekly basis, so you might want to hit the subscribe button on YouTube. Also, we are also going to link a very detailed article that is going to have much deeper analysis, so you might want to check that. On that note, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.